Good morning. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Wednesday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Excited you're here. It's Wednesday, March 21st, 2007, about 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave, frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. The call-in number, as always, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So, amazing stuff from our good friend Alistair Jackson. Talked about a lot of things. Talked about chemtrails, talked about the weather, and certainly about frequencies, and all these things tie in with a great many things. And I mentioned somewhat about the chemtrails and global warming and how this is a tactic of geoengineering. Okay, we've talked about this before. No big surprise there. But a couple of interesting stories have been coming out as of late about global warming, and I thought we'd talk about that a little bit, aside from all the other massive amounts of things that are out there in the news. This one came out on the 7th, and you can find this at the Times Standard. Here's what it says. What is causing global warming? Answer, the sun. Global warming makes all life possible, and if this warming ever stopped, it would be the end of all living things on Earth. For over 100 years, data from deep atmospheric soundings, this is a quote, by the way, from Dr. H. Reed McGrath. He's a meteorologist and aeronautical aerospace engineer, and he says, quote, for over 100 years, data from deep atmospheric soundings taken each day at 68,716 weather stations scattered around the globe show that the Earth is neither warming nor cooling, end quote. So global warming. Not necessarily true. If you base it on the 68-plus thousand different weather stations all around the planet, that would be able to tell you what was happening. He goes on, or I should say, that's what he says. This is, this data was not determined by consensus. It was taken from actual temperature readings. We, the people, have nothing to fear but fear itself. People who are fearful lose self-confidence and look for perceived safety and actually give up freedom for more control. Bravo and well said. From this person, Gene Owens is the person who wrote this book. Saying basically that, the global warming thing, it's fear-mongering for the most part. There's not really a whole lot of science to back up the whole process. Now, I think you could say, yeah, there's some of it. But he's saying, look, the fear-mongering is completely unnecessary, and I concur with that. I don't think people are causing global warming myself. But it goes on. The politically correct fear-mongers are constantly alarming the people. First they cry, don't eat fowl, because of the avian flu. Then 3 weeks before the holidays, the warning suddenly stopped to allow people to eat turkey on Thanksgiving and Christmas. So is the sky actually falling or not? Political leaders who are using the environmental movement for control claim consensus means that something is absolute. Consensus actually means a view reached by a majority, which is another way of saying rule by democracy. A majority view reached by consensus cannot determine which way is north in a fog at sea. Therefore, nothing is absolute under a consensus or a democracy. Okay, so what he's saying is that, you know, the facts are the facts, and the facts don't change just because everybody thinks something contrary to that. Okay, it's a good point. He goes on, a majority or a consensus have no effect on gravity. Truth remains truth, regardless of majority or consensus opinion. During the 1970s, political leaders under the banner of environmentalism claimed the Earth was headed for an ice age. Now they claim Earth is overwarming and threatens all life. According to Senator Timothy Wirth, and this is a quote from Reader's Digest, February 1990, here's a quote. We've got to ride the global warming issue. Even if the theory is wrong, we'll be doing the right thing in terms of economic and environmental policy. End quote. We've got to ride the global warming thing. Because even if the theory is wrong, we're doing the right thing in a lot of different areas. Pretty powerful statement. The author goes on, these political leaders with hidden agendas such as open borders and world government claim CO2 gas is causing global warming. Does CO2 gas trap heat? Again, from Dr. H. Reed McGrath, meteorologist and aeronautical aerospace engineer, quote, no, carbon dioxide induces condensation of water vapor in the air, which leads to maintaining the Earth's atmospheric balance. Man-made gases are stopped by the subsidence layer at 70 to 78,000 feet and do not reach the ozone layer. All plant life takes in carbon dioxide. The more CO2, the more plant life and the oxygen that they give off, end quote. Powerful stuff. The author goes on, why are our political leaders making global warming claims? They're not scientists, and they have not presented the public with the weather station temperature readings. Another quote here from Stephen Schneider at the Center for Atmospheric Research in Discover magazine, 1990, quote, We have to offer up scary scenarios, make simplified, dramatic statements, and make little mention of any doubts we have. Each of us has to decide what the right balance is between being effective and being honest, end quote. An effective balance between being honest and being effective. It's powerful stuff, a personal decision, he says. Anyway, the author continues. The temperature data show that the Earth is neither warming nor cooling, and yet Stephen Schneider claims, quote, we must offer up scary scenarios, end quote. Clearly, the hidden agenda behind the global warming scenario is control. What is the true global warming effect? Bravo, sir. Bravo. That's all I can say. It is all about control, folks. And if you paid any attention whatsoever, you know that that is the case. The idea behind global warming is to manipulate and control various things to offer the United Nations a foothold into America with their International Environmental Governance Board, which will be coming to an America near you and broadly embraced by all of the people who view the UN as simply in opposition to Bush and a supporter of the Democrats. Stay with us. Back in three.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
I stand accused. You were the first one.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, dropping the bomb on global warming. So the last story talks about a hidden agenda behind the whole thing. And I agree with that. I think it is all about control. And we've talked about the United Nations and their influence in the whole thing. And I think there's something to that. And it's something we have to be cognizant about. We also have to be aware, I believe, of the financial side of this whole thing. Okay? Because a lot of people are going to be making a lot of money on global warming. Not just the whole fear-mongering, but also the let's try to make it all green again. And we talked about Al Gore, we talked about the Oscars, and they said, oh yeah, we've gone green this year. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything, really, but you'll see what I'm talking about. Think about it from the financial side of things, okay? You've got the Bush administration have been in power now for 7 years and you know, eight until his term is up, because he's going to get kicked out of office. We know that. And Bush and Cheney are oil guys, and they make money on oil, and they make money on defense. So, you know, they're making a lot of money from this whole warmongering thing. People are getting tired of that. And I shouldn't say getting tired. They are tired. They've been tired, and we've all just had it up to here. And here being wherever you are. Because I can hold my hand. I didn't even bother, because obviously there's nobody here looking at me. But we've had it up to here. Wherever here is, we've had it, okay? We're tired of the high oil prices. We're tired of all this stuff. And, of course, what they've done is basically contextualize this and say, oh, it's human. Human beings have caused global warming. And they have made this thing into a situation where it's our fault. It's our individual fault. And we need to be fined and taxed. And we need to find new ways to offset our carbon emissions. And we need to drive smaller vehicles and all that stuff. Well, what is that, in essence? Well, that is a direct contradiction to the oil industry. So here you've got the platform by which politicians will operate for a while until he swings back the other way. And presumably this environmentalism will be the next money-making opportunity. And I'll explain and contextualize all that for you. But here's a story that validates some of this. You could find this at usatoday.com from the 7th of March. Top Wall Street analysts in the world's biggest financial companies are now devoting large amounts of time and energy figuring out how global warming will affect different stocks and sectors. Climate change is changing investors' priorities as much as have globalization, the digital age, and biotechnology. A Citigroup strategist says, quote, "We are approaching a tipping point when it comes to climate change," end quote. What is that tipping point? The tipping point is it's time to start throwing big bucks at the environment in order to make bigger bucks. That's what this all means. What stocks are going to start making money as global warming is propagated, as the fear-mongering spreads? What's the point? How can we make money on this? And we'll get into some of that. But this is an important point. When you look at the stock market taking a beating as it has, okay, in recent weeks, months, this is the future. The future is the environment. That's where the money is. When they say going green, they're not talking about a green earth. They're talking about green backs in their wallets, in their bank accounts. Important to understand that. Story concludes. This is a short story, obviously. Financial studies tied to global warming have become immensely popular with investors, says a senior economic policy advisor at Lehman Brothers. Quote, "Global warming is likely to gradually but powerfully change the economic landscape," end quote. Big money can be made in global warming, they're saying. Okay? Let's look at this one. Tuesday, March 6th, you can find this at 9msn.com.au out of Australia. Insurance premiums for property will increase as global warming raises sea levels and creates more frequent and intense storms, the chairman of the world's biggest insurance market, Lloyd's of London, says. Lord Peter Levine, who is chairman of Lloyd's and a past British chief of defense, said the evidence for global warming had become, quote, pretty overwhelming, end quote. He also said this to the Australian British Chamber of Commerce lunch in Sydney, quote, "No one in the insurance industry seriously doubts that climate change is taking place. For the insurer, there are a few greater concerns right now," end quote. So the insurance industry certainly taking a beating as a result of Katrina. And if you had flood insurance, they said that your house was destroyed by wind. If you had, you know, hurricane insurance, they said your house was destroyed by flood. They did everything they possibly could to not have to pay out the insurance money to the people who needed it, obviously, and we see the aftermath of that. So make no mistake, if you live in Florida, if you live in other coastal areas that potentially could be flooded, We talked with John Moore about the map that he has. It's based on a number of different things he's seen and heard. He had mentioned on the show that a lot of these insurance people that he had talked with in his speaking engagement had said they wondered why everybody's moving inland. You look at some of the military bases that are closing down, which I think they'll be used as work camps for the relatively poor people as a result of the economic collapse that's on the way. But some of those bases, all those bases, really, they've been slated to close by 2010, anything along the coastline in any of those states. Do some research and you'll see that that is the case. So when it comes to these type of things, insurance, money-making opportunities, where is that all at? That's where it's at. And ask yourself why a house that would cost, oh, I don't know, and we'll talk about some of that. There was a housing auction in Michigan, in Detroit area, of course, and they sold, there were like 16 houses that sold for under like $30,000. $30,000. They one sold for like $1,500. A house, $1,500. Why? Well, probably because, you know, again, you're looking at one of the poorest areas of the country with the auto industry taking a beating and whatnot. It's just, you know, a lot of foreclosures and whatnot, but that's happening everywhere. But here in Northwest Arkansas, okay, for example, if you wanted to buy a house in this area that I live in, and let's say it's like three bedrooms and two baths, that's a $250,000 house easy. Just three bedrooms and two baths, $250,000. Why is it so much? Well, because this is where everybody's heading. Everybody's heading inland. Okay, they know what's going on. They know that's where the money can be made, especially if they do see that massive coastal flooding as a result of global warming, as a result of whatever, natural process, human involvement, Planet X, a comet impact, whatever the case may be. People are clearing out of the coasts. And the insurance industry is stopping their coverage of people in various places like Florida and all along the southeastern United States. So that's, again, more of a financial side of things that you have to understand. Anyway, the story concludes, Lord Levine has urged more businesses to review their risk management strategy and insurance companies to invest more in research to better understand the financial effect of climate change. Lord Levine said some insurers had started pricing the risk of rising sea levels into premiums for property insurance bought by customers in coastal regions. He told journalists, quote, if you have a house on the coast, you'll know how much that premium's gone up. So a lot, in essence. This story is not about global warming per se, but it will be. 11alive.com is where I found it. You can find it at the AP. And I picked it up on the 8th of this month. It's out of Atlanta. It says, some Forest Park residents are upset about an obscure state law against leaving a car running and unattended now that police are fining violators in an effort to prevent car theft. Louise Woods is one of 14 people ticketed since January by Forest Park police for violating Georgia Code Section 40-6-201. Ticket costs $168. Now, it's a law that's been in place for 33 years, and it's meant to prevent cars from rolling away. However, what they've done is they've implemented this ticketing process to try to find people who leave their cars running in the event that somebody could go over there and just pop the lock and take their car. So they're trying to prevent your car from being stolen by charging you $168. So it was initially designed to keep cars from rolling away unattended. Now it's being implemented for auto theft. Keep in mind, folks, if human beings are causing global warming, leaving your car running and heating up in the wintertime, for example, they're going to start writing tickets for that. So you have to understand that. Global warming, finance, another story. Metro.co.uk out of England, March 6th. Brothel owners in Bulgaria are blaming global warming for staff shortages. They claim their best girls are now working in ski resorts because a lack of snow has forced tourists to seek other pleasures. Petra Nostarova, who runs an escort agency in Sofia, said, quote, we have hired students, but they are temps and nothing like our elite girls, end quote. So now the whorehouses are running out of good girls because the girls are working at ski resorts because ski resorts haven't gotten snow, and therefore people say, I can't ski, I might as well go pay for some sex. Unbelievable. Here's another one. March 6th, also, Canada.com. You've heard of green cars, green tourism, and green weddings. Now Canadians should ready themselves for green sex. Yes, this is not having sex with frogs or anything like that. Green sex is environmental friendly sex. Okay, it says, for those who like to make love to the soundtrack of the global warming documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, Greenpeace has released a list of strategies for getting it on for the good of the planet, suggesting, quote, you can be a bomb in bed without nuking the planet, end quote. Unbelievable. Now, guess what? All these ideas and things that they talk about in this article, we're not going to read all of them because they're kind of repulsive. Somebody's making money by saying that you're helping the environment when you have green sex. Stay with us, back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders' political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The big show. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. We're talking about sex. Green sex. Yes, now that I have your attention, let me deflate your bubble. We're not getting into too much detail about green sex because it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What we're trying to highlight with these ridiculous stories is the influence of global warming on the money-making industry. And we just talked about this. Greenpeace has a list of strategies for, quote, getting it on for the good of the planet. of course, Inconvenient Truth and things like that. And it says, Tree Hugger, an online magazine edited by Ontario's Michael Graham Richard, has just published a guide on how to, quote, green your sex life. And, of course, it talks about a variety of different things that you don't really want to hear about, but I could talk about some of them. Actually, I could talk about all of them since this is a late-night program. There's no kiddies listening. At least I hope not. It is maybe spring break, but we'll keep it clean for the family's sake. It goes on. It says, throughout Canada and the United States, people who want to pleasure the planet can now buy everything from bamboo bed sheets to organic lubricant and eco undies. End quote. Eco undies. But the point is again, bamboo bed sheets, organic lubricant, eco undies. What are they? Of course, they're all good for the environment. But I presume that you already have sheets on your bed, but they want you to go out and buy specific bamboo bed sheets because that somehow is good for the environment, because they're going to have to go ahead and chomp down a bunch of bamboo to make your sheets for you as opposed to these other sheets that you have. And odds are these bamboo bed sheets are probably, I would imagine that they're actually not made out of bamboo, meaning like hard, you know, sticks that you'll be sleeping on. I'm sure they turn into a fabric of some sort. But again, I imagine those are quite pricey and probably more expensive than the cotton cheap bed sheet set that you got from Walmart. So anyway, again, this is all about people making money on this push for environmentalism, making everything green. We've gone green. We have bamboo bed sheets. You're a dork and an idiot, and you've just been swindled. Congratulations. But the story goes on. Most environmentalists will agree the mainstream success of Al Gore's vehicle, An Inconvenient Truth, has helped give climate change the pop culture sheen it is currently enjoying. Indeed, global warming is a cause to which everyone from Diesel Apparel to Vanity Fair magazine and Starbucks are pinning their marketing efforts. Translation, everybody's making money on global warming except you. It goes on. Other ways of greenwashing the bedroom, as outlined by Tree Hugger and Greenpeace, include turning out the lights, not buying PVC or vinyl accoutrements, ensuring S&M paddles are made from sustainably harvested timber, using organic massage oils, showering together, using bamboo bed sheets, wearing lingerie made with renewable fibers such as hemp, bamboo, and other organic goodness. Unbelievable. No, you can't chime in. I'm afraid of where you'll go with this. No, Thomas, you sit there and be silent. Camille Labchuk, speaking on behalf of the Green Party of Canada, gives the movement two green thumbs up. Politicians weighing in saying, yes, green sex is good. She says, she's the Green Party's press secretary in Canada, she says, quote, the general concern for trying to live lightly on our planet has transferred into all areas of people's lives. So even though what goes on in our bedrooms as a nation is somewhat hidden, we know that we know that's somewhere people want to green up. No. I do not want to green up. When it comes to sex, green is the last thing I want to hear or see. Go ahead, Thomas, chime in if you must.
Look, I was just going to say, all right, flat out basically, that all people have to do is just, if you're going to buy this stuff, just buy all natural cotton stuff. I mean,
there you go.
There you go. Just buy all natural cotton. They sell it at Target. They sell it at any of the other stores. It's cheap. I think the sheets are like for a twin are like $3. I mean, literally.
Just go to the dollar store, right?
I mean, well, if you're going to do global warming, I mean, let's be intelligent about it. You know, do the green
there, thing. Hey, listen, stop right there. There is no place for intelligence in global warming. It's either obey or be ridiculed and presumably burned at the stake at some point.
Well, then I guess you and I will be ridiculed because I'm not going to go out and spend $400
on
bamboo sheets.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, and you're right. It's just preposterous.
Next thing, I'm going to have a sleeping on bamboo shoots, which kill your back.
I've never tried that, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
One of those sex tours of the Orient you went on?
No. But I've actually laid on a bamboo and it's not comfortable.
Huh. All right. Well, I agree with you. If you're going to look at things like this, you know, there are natural fibers available that are not available only at crazy sex shops online. But anyway, keep in mind, this is a theme. Folks, it's the financial side of global warming, making money on these things. It's vital that you understand this. Stay with us. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Thomas is just in a tizzy there in the control room. I think he just, had too much coffee or something. But he's very upset about this environmentalism because he cares about the environment. And who doesn't, right? To a certain degree, I think we all do. And I'm one of those people, too. Don't get me wrong. I do everything I can within reason to try to take care of the environment, if only because I care about it. But at the same time, I am not going to jump through extra hoops for the environment. For example, the vehicle I have would be considered an SUV. It's not a giant hulking thing, but it would be considered by some to be an SUV, I suppose. As a result of that, you know, environmentalists would look down their nose at me and be very, very unhappy that I have what would be deemed to be an SUV. But at the same time, okay, while I would, if somebody bought me, look, if you want to go out, whoever's listening out there, and you've got oodles of cash, and you want to buy me an electric car, I'll drive the electric car, and I'll be happy with it. But I'm not going to go ahead and toss away my perfectly functional vehicle that I love and blow hundreds of thousands of dollars on some electric car because of the environment. And I've driven in electrical cars. I've seen them. They're amazing pieces of technology. But who buys a car except for the uber rich just to have a new car? Well, I shouldn't say just the uber rich. It's also the people who are idiots, the people who don't have any capacity to budget for themselves, who cannot live within their means. And they just want a new status symbol on wheels so they can tool around town and get, you know, thumbs up from all the green people. Again, not the color green, but the thinking. So what I'm saying here is that I'm not going to go out, and there'll be a push for this. They'll make, we got tax incentives. If you want to buy an electric car, you're going to get tax breaks. Well, great, but how much extra is it? That's like saying, hey, look, folks, if you buy this pencil, you can save 50%. It's like, yeah, but I still have to spend 50% I wasn't going to spend. That's the whole point of this. Okay, well, everybody says, oh, you got to recycle, recycle, recycle. Sure, I recycle when it suits me to do so. I recycle paper and all that, but I don't buy recycled paper. You want to know why? Because recycled paper costs more. Why is that? It's old paper. Some homeless guy was sleeping in a cardboard box that is now made out of that school paper you just purchased for twice the price of some school paper that, you know, came from a tree rather than a homeless guy's house. Okay, and I'm being moderately facetious here, but you see my point. It's just like eating healthy. Why does healthy food have to cost more? Well, that's fine. But the difference is healthy food will keep me healthy, whereas recyclables are great if I want to walk around with the little arrows and wave it to everybody and say, look how cool I am. I don't do things for status, and I don't do things for fame or to impress people. I do things because it suits me to do them, and I do them because presumably because they're the right thing to do. But in this case, what I'm saying is that, to me, it's moderately a faith issue, which we'll get into here later on. I think it's arrogant to believe that human beings have the capacity to destroy the earth. That's just me. Some people say, what are you talking about? We're destroying the earth every day. Yeah, we are, to a certain extent. You think God doesn't weigh in on that? You think God doesn't allow these things to happen? Right? Like war and destruction and natural disasters and things. Yeah, the planet's being destroyed on a regular basis, a variety of different ways. But to think that human beings exhaling is destroying the planet and God's going to be like, man, sure wish I could do something about this, but these human beings and their free will, they're just too powerful for me. Unlikely. But anyway, that last story we talked about from Canada.com talked about green sex and how you can green up your sex life and you can care about the environment. Well, listen to this. This is from a post here at seeingtheforest.com, and this is dated March 14th. Here's what it says. In the movie An Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore says that we are, quote, entering a period of consequences, end quote. And yes, the world is beginning to understand the consequences of global warming. And they have a link to a news story and an excerpt, and here's the excerpt. It says, quote, the next section of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change Report, or IPCC, focusing on global warming impacts, is due to be released at a meeting in Belgium next month. A draft version of the report says within a few decades, hundreds of millions of people will face water shortages, while tens of millions will be flooded out of their homes. By 2080, hundreds of millions of people could face starvation, according to the IPCC draft report. Ooh, end quote, by the way. Terrifying stuff. Hundreds of millions of people could be starving. Hundreds of millions of people will face water shortages. Tens of millions will be flooded out of their homes. That's a lot of people suffering in the future because of global warming. Which, of course, never mind the fact that they would say this has been going on for years and years and years, but now it's cool. Now it's cool to talk about these things. So here's what the author of this post has to say. Here's the thing. The worst of these consequences are not immediate. Yes, hundreds of millions of people will face water shortages and starvation by 2080, but only if those people, only if those hundreds of millions of people are alive in the first place. What? The author writes, what am I getting at? One solution to the crisis for people to stop having so many babies. We're already using up the fisheries. The cattle being raised to feed so many meat eaters is a big problem, as big a problem as the cars we're all driving. There's plenty of time between now and 2080 to dramatically cut the population of the world by simply limiting how many babies we're all having. If there are fewer people around, then fewer people face starvation, disease, dislocation, and the rest of the consequences. Ah, yes. Inevitably, this would come up. So again, looking at the financial side of things, global warming, the money-making opportunity for the future, or for the present now, but certainly for the future as well. They were telling you, oh, have green sex. Everybody cares about the environment. Get environmental-friendly sex products when you're out there shopping for your sex products. But then this one is saying, stop having babies. So don't have babies. Don't procreate. Just have sex for the sake of having sex. But what they're saying here in this one is basically sustainable development, population control, or perhaps more accurately, depopulation. It's an intriguing thing, and not surprising at all that it would come out in the course of environmentalism, because this is what it's all about. We talk about, they source the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's a UN outfit. Now, remember, there's 2,500 or so scientists who have composed, compiled all this information and signed off on it. Now, many of those 2,500 have since backed out because they realize that this information is not entirely accurate. It's a lot of fear-mongering. Now, the other thing that's really, really important to understand about the IPCC report that we've discussed on this program before is that it's compiled by scientists, but it's edited by government officials. They edit the information to suit what? Presumably, governmental policies. Which government? All governments. Whatever suits them to do this. Excuse me. So when you hear about the United States as the biggest problem maker with carbon emissions and whatnot, you can see where they're coming from. Well, it's edited by a UN panel, presumably to make the U.S. look bad. So why are they trying to make the U.S. look bad? Because the United States has oil men in office. And pretty soon, in 2008, Hillary Clinton or some other Democrat perhaps, but I think 99.9% certain it's going to be Hillary Clinton, will be in office. And when Hillary is in office, of course, then that's the Democrats. Democrats love the environment. So the finger-pointing by the UN at the United States will go away, and everyone will cheer and raise a green fist into the air and say, yay, world government! Come on, UN! Rule me! But anyway, population control, depopulation, that's what it's all about, folks. And it's, again, another reason. If they can start implementing these things, again, making money on the environment, and, of course, taxing you, honestly, for all the things that you were doing. So they would say, hey, look, a tax break on a cheap car, if you want it, and a tax penalty if you still drive one of them SUVs, one of those environmentally unfriendly vehicles. Shame on you! You should get taxed extra for that. So this is all coming down. It's all about making money. It's all about control. It's all about profiteering. Here's another ridiculous thing. We talked about the warming up of the cars, how they're fining people for that in Atlanta. They're doing that presumably so cars don't get stolen. It's an old law. It went into place because cars were rolling away with people not being in them, just starting their car and walking away. Well, I mentioned to you that they're probably going to implement that in terms of making money, you know, fining people for leaving their car running because it's causing global warming. So when it's freezing cold, it's sub-zero temperatures, and you start your car 5 minutes before you maybe are planning on going somewhere, so that way you can defrost the windshield and whatnot, you know, so you can see where you're going and don't run into somebody else, God forbid that. Yeah, they're going to fine you. They're going to give you tickets for that. So it's starting in Georgia. It'll spread to other places. Anyway, this is kind of a humorous yet not so humorous play on that from the National Geographic News, March 6th. It says, while global warming is nothing to laugh at, an Australian company is providing some comic relief selling carbon credits for flatulent pets and people. Carbon credits for pets and people who fart. Flatulence. Okay. Now, what is a carbon credit? It's you're paying money to a company that gives you a credit. And the credit, supposedly the money purchased to buy the credit, is being used to apply to helping the environment. So you're offsetting. Okay? These are offsets, what they're calling it. Okay? Carbon credits, carbon offsets, whatever you want to call it. Story goes on. So-called carbon emissions such as carbon dioxide and methane, which are farts, are greenhouse gases that are thought to be key factors in climate change. These emissions can be offset by purchasing carbon credits, which may be used to fund environmental programs. I like that. May be used. For about $35 Australian, which is about $27 US, customers of Sydney-based Easy Being Green can offset a year's worth of carbon emissions linked to their dogs from trips to the vet and, yes, breaking wind. If your dog farts, if you pay this Australian company $27 US, $35 Australian, you're squared away. You no longer have to feel guilt every time Fido takes a dump. When you're out there and you're cleaning up the poo and, you know, dog passes a little gas, maybe got into some leftovers or something, and he does that. As soon as you, you know, smell that or hear that, instantly you're going to be plagued with intense guilt. You're going to be so upset that your dog passed gas, and you, my friend, and your dog are responsible for global warming, that you, too, can pay $27 to $35, depending on where you live, and you can buy a credit, and then you can let Fido just fart it all up guilt-free. Phew. For a whole year. Making your cat carbon neutral for a year costs $6 US, while US $16 offsets 2 years of flatulence from that special someone. So if you spend $16, you can get a gag gift for your husband or wife or son or daughter or uncle or aunt or something and say, hey, look, you farted up as much as you want. For 2 years, I've covered you with this $16. Which, again, is a novelty item, fine and dandy. But don't think for 1 second that this is all comical in nature. There's a legitimate and frightening side to this as well, which we'll get to at the next story. But it goes on. The company says it offsets the climate warming effects of emissions from cars, planes, humans, and pets by installing energy-saving fluorescent light bulbs and water-saving showerheads in houses in New South Wales, Australia. The energy savings reduce the need for electricity, which is in Australia, is largely generated by carbon-emitting coal-fired power plants, the company says. So when you buy these, it goes into making houses more eco-friendly to compensate for all the farting and driving and things like that. It goes on. Company spokesperson Murray Hogarth concedes that the flatulence cars fall on the gimmicky side of the company's otherwise serious product line, which is designed to help consumers and small businesses address greenhouse gas emissions. Consumers can offset their carbon emissions of their cars, airline flights, or home energy use and trash pickup. Says Hogarth, quote, we are absolute believers in market solutions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Hogarth says, quote, 5% of the population are really green, and they will do this for stuff almost as a moral obligation, and they will pay more money for it, end quote. Did you hear what he just said? 5% of the population are really green. They will do this stuff as a moral obligation, and they will pay extra for it, end quote. This is an important point, and this is going to establish the mindset behind all of the marketing of all these different companies as they profit from global warming. People who care about the environment, yeah, there's only 5%, but they're 5% of radical crazies who will pay extra for stuff because it says environmental friendly, such as buying carbon emissions to offset the farting of their dogs. He says, quote, 95% of the population often just get missed altogether, end quote. Easy Being Green aims to reach that 95% by showing consumers how they can save money at home by using age-old marketing ploys like prize giveaways. Says Hogarth, quote, it is something that people can do immediately, and it actually has its really good social ecology to it because people say, well, hang on, I can do something, and they start to take some action, end quote. So it's tapping into that activist mentality. People say, I want to do something to help the environment. And they say, okay, you can buy these carbon emissions. Well, how does that help the environment? Well, we're using this money to install energy-saving things in people's houses and whatnot, and that's going to help offset some of the things of electricity usage by these coal power plants and whatnot. And you're like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense to me. Does it? Does that make sense to you? Because it doesn't make any sense to me. It does make sense to some people because people are easily impressed with impressive-sounding statistics. When you throw out some statistics, like I'll say 85% of all people believe in statistics, you'll say, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. You idiots. No, listen to what I just said. 85% of people believe in statistics. I gave you a statistic to validate my statistic. Not true. I just made that up. People do that stuff all the time. Anyway, here's where the whole thing starts to get nasty. Carbon offsets, carbon credits. Look at this story. It's from BillHobbs.com, February 28th. As the controversy over global warming doomsayer Al Gore's voracious energy eater mansion rolls on, there's an angle I think merits deeper investigation than it's currently getting. While much of the focus has been on whether or not Al Gore is an environmental hypocrite, the story has raised the profile of the role of carbon offsets in achieving a greener, more environmentally friendly world. So carbon offsets, what are they? How do they work? Who's making money on them? Who's making money off of you? We'll find out when we come back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
I will never bother you. I will never promise to. I will never follow you. I will never bother you.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Tail end of our third hour already, and we're talking about this, I think, very, very important story, which explains the role of carbon offsets, carbon credits, however you want to, whatever definition you want to throw at it. It's basically, it's like the people in church who throw, you know, hundreds of dollars in of course, big bills, not a tiny envelope, but, you know, big money, and they put it in the collection basket, and they do so everyone can see, look how good I am. Look how spiritual I am. You're trying to buy your salvation. This is the same thing. You're relieving guilt in your mind, or the people who might point fingers at you going, hey, you're not green. And you're like, I bought my carbon offsets. And they say, oh, sorry. You're one of us. In its original story, the Tennessean reported that Gore buys carbon offsets to compensate for his home's use of energy from carbon-based fuels. As Wikipedia explains, a carbon offset is, quote, a service that tries to reduce the net carbon emissions of individuals or organizations indirectly through proxies who reduce their emissions and or increase their absorption of greenhouse gases, end quote. Wikipedia goes on to explain that, quote, a wide variety of offset actions are available. Tree planting is the most common. Renewable energy and energy conservation offsets are also popular, including emissions trading credits, end quote. So far, so good, the author writes. But how Gore buys his carbon offsets, as revealed by the Tennessean, raises serious questions. According to the newspaper's report, Gore buys his carbon offsets through, quote, generation investment management. And here's an excerpt from the Tennessean, quote, Gore helped found Generation Investment Management, through which he and others pay for offsets. The firm invests the money in solar, wind, and other projects that reduce energy consumption around the globe, end quote. Did you understand what that means? He buys carbon offsets from a company that he founded. Okay. In essence, he's going, just take some money out of this pocket and move it over to this pocket. I'm green and golden at the same time. Gore, it says, is chairman of the firm and presumably draws an income or will make money as its investments proper. In other words, he buys his carbon offsets from himself through a transaction designed to boost his own investments and return a profit to himself. To be blunt, Gore doesn't buy carbon offsets through Generation Investment Management. He buys stocks. And it's not clear at all that Gore's stock purchases, carbon offsets purchases, actually help reduce the use of carbon-based energy at all. While the gas lanterns and other carbon-based energy burners at his house continue to burn carbon-based fuels and pump carbon emissions, a.k.a. greenhouse gases, into the atmosphere. The story goes on, and we'll get to that, but think about this. If I start an investment firm, and maybe for you entrepreneurial, no-conscience-having individuals, if you'd like to rip people off in the name of a green environment, an environmental-friendly type of thing, you can do this too. Sell carbon credits. And I don't know what they look like. Maybe just a little thing you print on your computer, like a certificate of achievement. You send it to someone, congratulations, you've just purchased 2 carbon credits. 2 trees will be planted in your name. I just went out and gardened in the last couple weekends. I planted all kinds of plants. Where's my check? So you charge people money and say you're going to go plant trees. Where's the proof? Where's the trees? How do we know that this thing is actually helping? How do we know that these things are actually being done? The answer is we don't. It's a giant scam. And certainly for Al Gore, he has not only found a way to scam his way to a clean conscience, he has been able to make money on it. This is what it's all about. They don't care about the environment. They've been making money from the energy industry, the oil industry, for so long. People are so sick of it, they're looking for an opportunity to swing that pendulum from one extreme to the other. And they're doing so in the name of the environment, making money that way now, instead of through oil and so on and so forth. Although they'll still do that too. They control all this stuff. So anyway, here's a perfect example of how it's working. Not will work, not has worked, but working. It's happening now. Stay with us.